Good morning, and thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Coming up on Monday evening at the College Theater at the College of Mount St. Joseph in Delhi, the Side-by-Side series will kick off. The Side-by-Side series, part of the organization Beyond Civility, Communication for Effective Governance. And to learn more about this organization and what they're trying to accomplish, I have two founders of Beyond Civility in the studio with me this morning. B. Larson's a senior mediator at the Center for the Resolution of Disputes, and Robert Rack, retired Chief Circuit Mediator at the United States Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you.
I want to begin by asking about Beyond Civility and how you two came together to found this organization.
Bob and I are neighbors and longtime friends and longtime mediators. And last year, on the 10th anniversary of September 11th, Tim Burke, head of the local Democratic Party, and Alex Triantafilo, local head of the Republican Party, sent out an email message together. They had a message that really rung with me, that even though they recognized many differences, they came together on this day to affirm the things that they felt positive about together, about our country. And I received that email, printed it out, and carried it over and showed it to him. And I said, this is something we should focus on, build on in some way.
Well, too often the differences, especially between political parties, are quite distant. And especially in election year, not always the civil discourse that happens when it comes to ads. Why did you decide to kick it up to the next level, Bob?
Well, I had retired and had some time on my hands. And these were, I think that B and I both feel that in years of mediating, we've learned some things about how to solve problems and how difficult that it is to do in an adversarial setting. That collaboration is much more conducive to real problem solving than the kind of fighting that produces a fight-or-flight reaction in people and doesn't lend itself to opening minds or dialogue. So it seemed both of us were probably tired of hearing ourselves whine about the state of public discourse. The American Bar Association had just issued a resolution calling on lawyers and bar associations to try to take a more active role in combating the problem of discourse, which they actually said in the resolution they viewed as now threatening the state of our democracy. If people can't talk to each other, reason together, and solve problems together, we have a serious problem in a form of government that depends on that. So we thought about what we might do and decided to approach two people to be co-conveners of a steering committee that could then think about, talk about what we might try to do. That, as you know, was Sandy Beckwith, a federal district judge who had a background in Republican politics before she was appointed to the federal bench, and Dave Mann, who, as you probably also know, had a background as a U.S. representative and mayor of Cincinnati. Both of them, we thought, were known to be reasonable, civil, thoughtful people with background in politics but not current active political interests. So they seemed well-suited to us. Both of them agreed to do it. We met with them. They appointed more people, or we all collectively did, and created this committee of people who are actively politically savvy people from academia.
And many from elected officials
and
as
from,
well.
And from elected politics. But to take the story that Bea opened with one step further, when we met with this group of people, and it includes representatives, the leaders from all the political parties, including the Charter Party, and including the founder of the Cincinnati Tea Party. So while we were all meeting the first time, Tim and Alex told us the background, the backstory on that thing that Bea opened up with. And it was that they issued that to every media outlet they could collectively think of, and no one carried it. And that led to discussion about the role of media in the whole scenario of how do you draw public attention, media attention, which every politician needs, to positive, collaborative, calm communication. And then even the media people we then added to the committee, and they all agreed, you know, the only way we get involved is when somebody's throwing a chair or calling names or, you know.
Man bites dog.
Exactly.
Yeah. So That's kind of the background. That's how we got started.
And with this and proving communication, it's not only what you say, but it's listening to the other person. That's something that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
And how is Beyond Civility trying to improve both the communication and the listening, since it is a two-way street?
We contracted with a person we knew who had formerly been a communications professor at Xavier University, had left there to move with her family and had gone into a private sort of practice in communications. She's a consultant. And we knew her to be a really excellent instructor on the art of collaborative communications. She had worked with us when we were founding the collaborative law movement in Cincinnati and trained litigating lawyers in how to have a conversation that could produce, more likely to produce a settlement than more litigation. So we invited her in, and we invited elected representatives and other civic leaders to classes to let her talk about ways to do that and demonstrate these various communication styles and techniques. So we've had three of those classes that have been well attended and well received, building on these experiences. We're having follow-up second level and third level classes so people can practice the fine art. Now, these classes, mind you, again, are attended by people from all political persuasions. So everybody's doing this together. Everybody's practicing these communication techniques as good sports, I have to say. You know, everybody should be really pleased if you could see these folks.
Yeah.
You know, they've been really good, and I think it's generated a sense of, camaraderie, or at least a willingness, a recognition that there are ways to have conversations that are more likely to be productive than others.
So you have those classes, and coming up on Monday, as I mentioned in the introduction, at the College of Mount St. Joseph, you're kicking off the Side-by-Side series. Now, what does the Side-by-Side series mean?
Right. Along the way, both Bob and I, either through reading a book by Jonathan Haidt, The Righteous Mind. The subtitle of his book is Why Good People Can't Agree About Religion and Politics. And the thrust of what we were learning in reading about the research results, I think I'll try to quote him. It was, when you want to change someone else's mind, don't appeal to their reason. Appeal to reason's God, their moral intuitions. Well, moral intuitions is kind of a phrase that isn't immediately self-evident as to meaning, but he goes on, and we have come to believe that people's early experiences within their families, within their communities, within their schools are formative of what they will later become politically and what their political positions will be. And we believe that if you really come to know someone in that way, someone of an opposite perspective, an opposite point of view, political or otherwise, you will then listen to them in order to understand instead of in order to ambush them. You will get to know them in a very different way. So that's the purpose of Side by Side. It's to bring two persons in elected office, currently or formerly, from the two different parties, and we're going to put questions to them alternately about their very early development. When did they first even know about the political parties? What were the discussions like when they were young around the dinner table about politics? Were they emotional? Were they rational? Did their parents agree? On and on, a number of questions, bringing them up to the present time. And our belief is that not only these two individuals, but those in the audience will be able to look at these two politicians differently when it's over.
And who are the two for the Side-by-Side series kickoff?
Roxanne Qualls, who I think is well-known in our community, both charter and Democrat, and Bill Seitz, the Republican, in the State House. We don't know if they've ever sat down together and talked about things or not, but they will on Monday night.
The premise, Mark, what we hope is true is that if you know somebody personally, you're less likely to demonize them, and that by exposing some of our leaders on the more human side, that will help tamp down the inclination to want to just sort of name call or reject anything they say because they're from the wrong party. And the other thing is that we hope that by exploring the formation of people's political views, that we as a public will recognize that these views are not just handed down from on high. You know, they're not so sacred as we come to believe them to be when we're in the pitched battle of politics. But that they're often circumstantial. You know, how we come to our views, it can be real personal, experiential. And so we think that viewing that, seeing that, talking about that might also help to bring a calmer sense of attitude toward politics and politicians.
And more effectiveness, too.
We hope so.
Much
That's the goal.
Well, thank you, too, for being here this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bea Larson and Robert Rack, the founders of Beyond Civility, Communication for Effective Governance. You can learn more about Beyond Civility and their classes and efforts and all they're doing by visiting our website to find a link to theirs. Our website, of course, wvxu.org. And you'll also find more information about the Side-by-Side series that will kick off on Monday from 6 to 8 at the College of Mount St. Joseph with Roxanne Qualls and Bill Seitz. You can find out all about that and find out how you can attend that side-by-side series as well at our website, wvxu.org. Thanks again.
Thank you.